And distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, for Ministry of Internal Affairs, as a central public authority, it is worth to mention that we took the necessary and adequate actions for the implementation of the recommendations adopted for the Republic of Moldova and further included and provided in the adopted national action plans in the field of human rights, public order and security, reducing the ill treatment, abuse and discrimination against persons held in police custody. We improved the conditions of detention facilities by renovating and modernizing 15 temporary detention facilities, where the premises for hearing the persons and for confidential meetings with the defense were created. We adjusted the normative framework as well as approved the standard operating procedures regarding detention, placement, escort of detained persons. We ensured capacitating of relevant personnel, organizing training activities for the police officers for the purpose of preventing the torture and inhuman treatment, as well as guaranteeing the rights of persons held in police custody. A very important subject is the fact that we improved the response mechanism in the cases of domestic violence, which is a priority, also a priority for Ministry of Interior. Thus, we elaborated and approved methodical instructions on police intervention in the settlement of domestic violence cases, which allowed police to ensure the immediate protection of victims from domestic violence by issuing the emergency restriction order as an urgent provisional measure allowing to remove immediately the aggressor. The Ministry of Internal Affairs promoted the gender equality by implementing the National Action Plan on achievement of the UN Security Council Resolution 1325 on women, peace and security for the years 2018-2021, and supported the principle of gender equality in the process of training, employment and promoting for increasing the share of participation of women in the internal affairs system and the role of women in the decision-making process. Respected audience, in conclusion, I'd like to say that Ministry of Internal Affairs paid special attention for ensuring proper training for police officers from national level in order to strengthen their capacities to investigate crimes and contraventions motivated by prejudice. Thank you for your attention.